Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101. The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench. On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good.
What day is today?
God, all these playoff games got me. Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. That's right. It's
opening day for the Rockets.
Yeah, well,
LeBron starts his legacy with the Lakers. Astros in a must-win.
Pot Limit Omaha.
Pot Limit Omaha.
At Prime.
PLO Pot Limit Omaha.
Yeah, tournament. That's right. That's because that's Wednesday.
Going on today.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Texans getting ready to face off against the Jags, which...
Man, do you want to talk about what everybody's talking about right
that's
now?
That's the hot topic.
It's for first place in the AFC South.
Will Leach wrote an article for New York Magazine that says... The NFL feels like the past and the NBA feels like the future. He was at an NBA opening night party on Monday night, and he goes, this is incredible. He goes, I can't believe how many media members are here. And the whole article, it's a pretty good read because I've been feeling some I've been feeling a kind of way for a little bit.
And I've been hearing that soccer is going to take over America every World Cup.
You got to read
that
article. He talks about you're not going to see – like. Basketball was up 34% in ratings last year.
That's great.
Football's been down 2 years in a row.
But now it's back up this year.
It's back up 7%. Basketball's Yeah. Basketball's TV ratings and ticket sales are up. Basketball right now, the Q rating is very high. Football's Q rating is low. Now, football has such a huge advantage if you want to compare the two apples for apples. But, you know, and football has a natural built-in advantage of only one game per week, which is actually an advantage.
Yeah, sure.
Because you don't, you know, it's you prevent it from being. Can you imagine if the Texans played 82 games? If you had to watch Tom Savage last year for like 82 games?
No. What the hell? Why would somebody do that?
That's like watching 100 lost Astros.
No. Nobody wants to do that. Watch Tom Savage for 82 games.
It was bad enough watching him like eight games.
I mean, you had to watch the Steve Francis and Catino Mobley. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
You had to watch that crap for 82 games.
But I think... No offense,
Steve.
There is
none taken.
There is excitement about the Rockets getting started again, and we'll see how the Carmelo era begins there at Toyota Center. But you know, you obviously, and James Harden and Chris Paul and Carmelo were at the game yesterday. James was sitting down there with Tillman. But the big, you know, but the big news or the big deal is Rockets fans are going to have to pick that. And then Astros / other fans who say, well, we got 81 others. We need to watch the Astros. That's going to happen because Charlie Morton, the guy's thrown four innings since September 15th in the last month. He's two outings, had an inning, and then had a three-inning appearance. Your season pretty much rides on Charlie Morton right now.
Yeah.
And he hasn't really even had much of a chance to pitch in the last month.
Well, nobody has.
It's a little unnerving.
And now, nobody has. And listen, but the Red Sox haven't pitched either. Listen, all this talk about, Osuna hasn't pitched. Well, he hasn't pitched in 10 days, but he did pitch twice against Cleveland.
But Charlie's not the same. I mean, Charlie, because of an arm issue.
Well,
Charlie hasn't.
No, he hasn't had an opportunity to pitch.
Well, he did. He pitched an inning and he pitched three innings. He hasn't. He hasn't let the dogs eat. He hadn't let the right arm eat for a while.
Yeah. No. Well, he did, and he had the baby, and he's been healing. But this is neither here nor there. Listen, last year was an advantage for him because it went four games against Boston. So you got all four starters in that series. This time, not. I mean, you swept. So what are you going to do? Now Charlie Morton has to step up in a postseason like a fourth starter has done forever. This is not – everybody's like going crazy. I thought it was more egregious – though, putting Smith out there in that situation than Osuna. Osuna had two appearances against Cleveland. It was 10 days ago.
Well, okay, so we got to let people in on what the discussion is. The argument is, why didn't Osuna pitch in game one or game two? So you got him reacclimated. Why make him wait even longer? You had an off day. You had game two. You had game one. He could have pitched him in game one.
Just so he could throw.
Yeah, just so he could throw when he got up. If you wanted to keep him on track, I think for AJ Hinches, I am not that upset about the Osuna thing. Osuna still has a job to do. Stop hitting people and stop grooving fastballs.
And can we stop with it wasn't a closed situation? Okay, I got that text. Are you pissed that he put Osuna in a non-closed? What? So you can't get three outs it's a non-close? That was the thing with Giles. Raheel said that like 20 times.
I can't.
Well, it's not a close. He's great in close situations, but AJ shouldn't put him in non-close situations. What? He's got to get three outs. What the hell's the difference if it's a close situation or a non-close situation?
That drives me crazy, the old like, well, you can't put him in a non-close situation. He's too sensitive for that.
What?
If something could hurt in his pee-pee, could get really hurt, and he may not have enough salve.
Well, no, because he's not focused enough. It's game three of the freaking
ALCS.
When people
say that, I immediately check out on them. Like, are you, you're one of the weak ones right now in our society that's driving us into a ditch. Oh, I got you. Because you think guys are too soft.
Did you hear that, Raheel?
Soft.
You're driving us into a ditch.
They're too soft.
You're like a woman driver in Katy.
I did not say that.
That's what you said. Lance just called you a woman driver in Katy.
I did not extrapolate to that extent. But my point is, you can't, Gilbert, not today. Not today, Gilbert.
No.
Not today.
So we're pissed, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Do you know that? We're pissed.
I'm mad at you. Did you get me? You're going to ask if John got you a program, and he didn't. So he'll get you one
today.
How
do you know I didn't?
Okay, you want to take the call and have Gilbert ask you if you got him a program?
I didn't, but how do you know? But wait a minute. I was, you know who, Tony Kemp fell right in front of me. I was in the front row of the Crawford boxes. Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, suck it, Red Sox fans. The ball didn't hit the wall. You can suck it. You're the worst people in the world.
They really are. But, no, I mean, back to the point about, well, he can't, shut up. Your job is to get guys out, whether it's the first inning, the seventh inning, the ninth inning, whether you're down five, or up one, or down one. The idea that guys can't, you can't put them in situations where they're not focused. It could hurt them, and they don't have safe spaces, and they don't get to wear their ribbons or anything. Like, shut up, you dumbasses. Shut up about when guys can get, he can't get guys out. He hasn't pitched for 10 days. He can't possibly get guys out.
Did he have
AJ hurt his feelings, and now everything's in. Or you get that, or you get, well, Roberto Osuna has had a lot of experience with hitting people. Like, okay, I got that on Twitter like thousand times yesterday. It was one or the other. Either please, someone help Osuna. He hasn't had his orange slices, and he hasn't even had his nap, and he doesn't have his blanket. AJ, you didn't treat him nicely or kindly. Or it was, oh yeah, he's used to hitting everything. Like, okay, we got it. You're on one spectrum or the other. But Joe Smith, I told y'all, monkey-ass Joe Smith should never even be on this roster. I don't care about Ali LaForce. That's the only thing that's a check mark in his favor. Ali LaForce, all right, look, I consider him on a roster. But seriously,
no.
Why he didn't pitch? He wasn't even on the roster. He hasn't pitched for like 45 days.
Yeah, no,
2 years.
That, to me, in that situation, when you
head
up, why not McCullers? McCullers has been out there. Why would you throw out Joe Smith now in that situation when he hasn't pitched in so long? I can somebody explain that to me?
In all seriousness, that is, like, you don't put Joe Smith in a high leverage situation. When you have those arms in a bullpen, why are you throwing out Joe Smith?
A one run game
against that team.
You got Colin McHugh. You got McCullers. Why would you put Joe Smith out there in a one run game?
I don't know. I didn't like it when I saw it happening. I got a text from Ballard. He's like sweating the Astros playoff. He's the GM of the Colts. He's like, as soon as Osuna gave up the slam, I don't even know why Joe Smith why he didn't stay with Keuchel. And
Keuchel, he was going to take Keuchel out after the fourth.
I know. Keuchel was dealing.
Keuchel was okay.
After this, you know, what a shock. The guy with the 7 ERA in the first struggled again in the first.
Well, it was the same in Cleveland. That. 5 innings, 2 runs.
Ground ball.
Okay, were we okay with 5 innings, 2 runs? Yes. With Keuchel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you? Why would we not be okay
ground
with 5
ball,
innings?
We're
so used to, oh, well, Verlander and Cole, they're not going to give up. They're going to give up 1 run over 8. Well, but it's Keuchel. You have 2 runs in 5 innings. That's great.
84 pitches. I wouldn't think that that's a concern. I mean, granted, if you do the math, you think there is an average chance he could get to the 100-pitch limit the next inning. But, you know, one of the things that Ron Darling said is he thought one of the keys of the game was they stuck with Eovaldi for one extra inning, where Alex Cora's been a little quicker on the hook.
Yeah.
He stuck with him for one extra inning. He thought it made all the difference in the world. Because what it does, it takes away the Joe Smiths of the world coming into where you're like not sure, and you get to the guys that you trust more.
I thought that they were going to get to Fat Brazier right away.
You know what? I did too. He throws his first 2 pitches or balls. I'm like, they're going to jump on this.
No. When he was coming in, I go, oh, good, the fat guy. Here comes their fat guy. Let's go. Let's go. And I will give Raheel credit for this. He did Google what happened to the Astros bats. Where did they go? Mm-hmm. Let's go. We got to start hitting. I do like what AJ said, though, when asked, hey, you know, you said that those guys weren't going to lay down after game one when you guys won. Yeah, well, we ain't laying down either, okay? Just so everybody knows. And he says, I like our team. We're going to come back with that. Come back with that on the other side.
That's AJ positivity.
Saying, we like our team. We like our team around here.
They just need a hit. I mean, Alex, it's clear Alex Bregman is getting treated like Barry Bonds right now, where they just refuse. You know what? Alex Cora, he was there in that dugout with that kid, and he's probably like, I know what we're dealing with over there. We're not getting beat by Alex Bregman.
Oh, they got AJ told me a story. I was hosting a banquet that AJ was speaking at this offseason, and he told me a story. He said, when they brought in Sale, and Bregman was coming up, we both looked at each other and said, what are they doing over there? Last year in game four, when Bregman homered off him, they go, he said, because why would you bring in Sale to face Bregman? He goes, he's Bregman's biznatch. Why would you bring in Sale?
He's the best you got.
Well, guess what?
Best on best.
I know. All right, so here's the best too. Saving you money.
Well,
Lanny.
So let me tell you something. Every week I get a list of winners. And it's the biggest savings. And right now, I'm working with Veronica on – we're probably going to change my internet deal because I just looked at it with her, and she said, you know, your speed is not great, and I can get you over here with Xfinity, and we can keep your AT&T stuff. And so it really – usually, Lanny, I know – I'll talk about the winners for a second, but my own personal experience here over the weekend, and Veronica's been great. It really is about – sometimes it's about renegotiating where you are, but every once in a while, you just need Bill Advisor to go out there and find you somebody else, whether it's cell service or cable or home phone. And we're going to tie up home phone and internet with a different company and save a lot more money and get faster internet service.
Yeah, it's actually Liz filling in for Lanny, though.
Okay, so. Got you, Liz.
Yeah, no, but we see that a lot. A lot of times bills keep going up, and eventually it just gets to a point where the new customer savings with a different provider is just a lot better. So we just try to do the best for our customers and save the most money.
Yeah, and this is something I always try to tell people. Right now, I saw the big winners this week saved almost $3,000. You had a couple different people save in the high $2,000 range. Mm-hmm. It's not as unusual as people might think, because when you've let your bills go for so long and you just keep auto pay, every year, these businesses are going to raise your rates on you. You've got to hit reset at some point.
Yeah, especially if you're not looking at your bills, you don't realize that those small percentages add up every year.
That's exactly what happens. And not to mention, you guys also do a great job at looking at fees that you can eliminate as well, because sometimes there are some fees on there that can be eliminated as well. Listen, if you want to do what I did a couple of years ago, and I saved $2,000 when I first started with Bill Advisor, for $12.99 a month, you can go, you can get Bill Advisor working on your behalf with your bills and get brand new rates. BillAdvisor.com, or just text GO right now to 232323. That's GO to 232323. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, guys.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's right. All systems go, baby. And we're talking Astros baseball, and H.A. ain't scared. I loved when they said, "Hell yeah, well, Boston, you knew that they were." Well, we ain't giving up either, okay? Because we're gonna bounce back tomorrow night too. And they got Charlie Bleeping Morton on the mound, and Richard Justice is here to talk about that and more right here on ESPN 97.5. Richie, how are you?
I'm good, John. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Well, not great. That sucked. So where are you on this? So Joe Smith, who struggled at the end of the year, yep, and then doesn't pitch for 3 weeks, a month, you know, close to going on a month now, and he puts him in that high-leverage situation in the sixth inning after he didn't have enough confidence in him to have him on the ALDS. He has McCullers. He's got McHugh. What do you think?
You know, on all of that, I trust AJ because all that's mapped out. The reason Joe Smith's on the roster this round is because of obviously it's a guy with a high swing plane. You know, it's so at that point those matchups are so dictated by what they see, and you know, that was the matchup he wanted, and that's the guy he went to. Didn't work out. You know, didn't work out. Using Osuna blew up in his face, but on all of that stuff, I think they know what they're doing in terms of who they want facing who. Just you got to execute the pitch. So, yeah. And also, I think when you're playing three days in a row, you got to be really careful about who you use and who you save for what game. You know, but didn't work out.
You know that Alex Bregman's not going to get many pitches to hit. When he gets them, he had a chance to bomb one out of the ballpark in game two, and he was upset because he just missed it. But, you know, Alex Cora, does this really speak to the respect Cora has for Bregman, or the lack of confidence Cora has in the rest of the lineup to beat his team right now?
Well, I think it's pretty clear they're not going to pitch to Bregman. They're going to avoid him at all costs, although he looked like he did get a couple of pitches to hit. But in the whole series, he hasn't gotten very many, and if they're in a position with the game on the line, that might even be a deal where they walk him with the bases loaded. And the concern for the Astros is there's not much offense around him. You know, Springer's hitting, Bregman's hitting, but right now Correa's doing not hitting. Gurriel's not hitting. There's outs all up and down the lineup, you know. And so when they're at their – I don't know that you can win a game this way. They need to get some guys going. And, you know, they had trouble scoring runs at home a lot this year, but their postseason numbers at home were off the charts. So I think everybody thought that it would just click in when they came back home. But you got to give the Red Sox some credit. Evaldi pitched a great game.
Yeah, he did. That's nice. And Alvin Kidd coming here.
Alvin Kidd, you know, and there's a Nolan Ryan Junior High in Alvin, and one of the Boston Globe columnists came over and goes, "Tell me he didn't go to Nolan Ryan Junior High School." And I said, "He didn't go to Nolan Ryan Junior High School, but he did get to meet his idol last night."
That's good for him. Well, I don't care.
He's one of us.
No, he's not. He's one of them.
Hey, I tell you what, he had command. Once he got away from his fastball and said, "Let me just start dropping the slider in here and this cutter in here," woo, he was tough.
And you got to sit on that Hunter. He can hump it up at 100. So he's pretty good. No question about that. But screw him. Hey, Richie, I thought this was gonna. Okay, so we got Matt Barnes. It's obvious he's got pine tar on, or he's rosin and sunscreen, whatever glue he's using, and he's grabbing
his college
forearm.
Roommate was.
Pardon me.
Who? You know who Matt Barnes' college roommate was?
Who?
George Springer.
Was it? That's right. The two of them. That's right. He and Barnes are boys.
Are they really?
Yeah, yeah. But he's cheating.
That's a pine tar.
So he's cheating. But that's not a big deal. But
pine tar. Everybody's using it.
Right.
And they're using that or that suntan stuff. Yeah. And the hitters want them to use it because you got a guy throwing 100. You don't want him. You want him to have better control, not worse control. It's one of the unspoken things. Now, how would you legislate pine tar into the game? They haven't figured that out. What baseball is trying to do is, like in Japan, create a baseball that has a little bit more sticky on it, a little more tack. They haven't found one they're comfortable with, and they're uncomfortable monkeying with the ball because you may have guys starting to hit 90 home runs, although we may be headed that way anywhere. So the pine tar... got to be careful about that. That's one of those things where everybody's doing it, and you look the other way, and even the hitters want the guys to use it. And Alex, I know I was talking to Alex Cora, and like what they're concerned is somebody's going to get caught with pine tar, like Michael Pineda with the Yankees had it on his neck a couple of years ago, and it's going to be a scandal, except it's one of the things everyone's doing it, and it's okay to do it. So cool it on the pine tar.
AJ was whatever. I don't want to. We're not messing with that because, for sure, their guys are doing. You know what? Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer wasn't wrong.
Trevor Bauer wasn't wrong. But he's just looking at the Astros when everybody is doing.
No, he said
there's a great story about George Steinbrenner calling the Yankees dugout in Anaheim many years ago, and says to Pinella, "Are you aware that their pitcher is scuffing the ball? TV's aware of it. Everybody seems to be aware of it except you." And Lou says to him, "George, do you want me to go out there and chuck him? Is that what you're asking?" He said, "Yeah, that's what I'm asking." He goes, "The only thing I can tell you is the guy that taught him to scuff is pitching for us tomorrow night." George hung up on him.
It's kind of like when Mike Scott, we just turned a blind eye. You know,
okay, enough with that. He never did that.
No, it wasn't him. It was the second base run. But, no, I mean, it is – I tell you what, I was – you know, this just goes to show how naive I am. I'm like, what? They're cheating in plain sight. And Trevor Bauer's like, "I told you guys, everyone is." He goes, "It's not just the Astros. We can literally tell with this – whatever the technology is."
Spin rate.
That this – well, but there's a technology he has.
Yeah.
He said it measures spin rate. We know exactly when a guy's using it. Richard, if the hitters are really okay with pitchers using it, their job does get a lot harder when a breaking ball pitcher can spin it the way that the Astros and some of these other pitchers can.
Yeah, but you don't want him not spinning it. You don't want him hitting you in the head with it.
No, but not spinning also leads to flat breaking pitches like with Yu Darvish, and you can whack him in the postseason.
So I thought you guys were going to ask me about
the cameras
scandal.
Right? Oh no, we were getting there too.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're getting there too. So what about so for those who don't know, this kind of came out a little bit later. The Astros were found to have someone taping
video.
Okay, so why don't you could explain it? Because somebody was supposed to be taping from one camera well, and then you had an Astro employee that was in there where the Red Sox were, and then supposedly they did it against the Indians because the Indians filed a complaint as well.
Right. And what MLB determined was the guy was an Astros employee on game. I think it was game one. Fenway was in the photo with a media credential, I think, and he was in the photo well, and he was videotaping the Red Sox dugout. MLB thinks he was trying to catch the Red Sox stealing signs. But here's the larger picture. It's rampant, and the paranoia is everywhere. The paranoia has become a disease in baseball. I think one of the reasons that they limited mound visits this year, because if you watched the playoffs last year, at Yankee Stadium, Brian McCann was literally walking the sign out to the pitcher. The Red Sox were fined last year for having an Apple Watch relaying signs. The Yankees, I think, had something going on. When I saw Brewers Dodgers the other night, the Brewers catcher was changing signs with no runner on base. And the reason is you're convinced there's a million cameras now in ballparks, and you don't know who's doing what. When the Oakland A's were in town, they ended up filing a complaint against the Astros because they were convinced that the Astros were beating on a trash can, were stealing signs some way. They were beating on a trash can, or they were saying things like, for a fastball, they would yell, come on, Hosey. For a curveball, come on, Altuve, something like that. And I said to the A's, to somebody, one of the players that I know, I said, the catcher didn't seem to be giving signs last night. He was giving no sign in the pitcher. And he goes, you think there's a reason for that?
Yeah.
And so I don't know how you stop it. How do you put the toothpaste back in the tube?
Okay, but
there's going to be cameras everywhere. There's going to be cell phones, Apple Watches, digital technology everywhere. And so what we've got is just the paranoia is off the charts. And I know there was one playoff game last year where I'm pretty sure the Astros, just look up the pitching lines in the World Series. You can figure out which game it was that the Astros had every pitch the guy threw. And I think some of that was, the guy was just tipping his pitch.
Well,
Darvish. I'm pretty sure
Darvish destroyed him.
No, they said they got him from tip pitches. The Astros let that out of the bag in the offseason. But
that's
gamesmanship.
There's nothing unethical about that.
No.
It's because I could see Frank Robinson would watch a guy throw five pitches and could tell what the next five pitches would be.
But
if you're doing it through 10 cameras,
that's
relaying
no good
signs to the dugout, that gets to be a problem. And the commissioner's going to have to make an example of some team. But I don't know that that's going to stop it because, the technology, the era we're in now, it's not going away.
Richard, I mean, you have to just be okay with this. Baseball is built on a foundation of cheating. I mean, it really is. From spitballs back in the day to scuff balls, had it here in Houston with Mike Scott, to steroids off the charts, and we're over here, maybe the balls are juiced. No, every player was juiced out of the guild, so many of them. Ken Caminiti comes up with a number, everyone freaks out, and then he has to walk it back, and in reality, he probably
greenies
was right. I mean,
now pine tar and videotaping.
But I'm going to tell you though, I'm going to be that guy, and I'll just have to be the last one in. I'm not okay.
Well,
if the Astros are taping.
What Alex Cora said last night, he goes, "Hey, we change our signs all the time," and you notice they're especially changing signs with Bregman at second base. So they must think he's pretty good at getting signs. But you just keep changing the signs. It gets to be a hassle. But just the idea, while watching the Brewers and Dodgers the other night, that the catcher was changing signs with no one on base, you think, wow, Big Brother is really watching.
Let's move on for just a second.
Let's move on.
Manny Machado.
Oh, my God.
Peace. He is not, if this is his salary drive, it's the weirdest salary drive ever.
Well, he said
not hustling, and then he starts a fight with the most popular player on the Brewers last night.
I mean, what, kicking the guy?
That was reminded you of A-Rod slapping the ball out of the guy's hand, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This is worse. This is worse because it's a basic out.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do what he did last night. That's just a POS move. And listen, him saying
hurt him.
Him, yeah. And Oral Hershiser was embarrassed. Did you see what Oral Hershiser said? That's embarrassing. You know what? That's embarrassing to the whole game, Manny Machado. But Manny Machado asked about not hustling. He said, "Well, that's just not my game." What?
Look, you don't say it. We know that there are times not everybody runs hard to first, but it looks bad when you get caught and it ends up costing your team a base. But for gosh sakes, don't brag about it. Just say my leg was hurting.
Right? No. Yeah. Right. Just lie, especially when you're coming. Now somebody's going to pay him, though, right?
Man, it's a long season. You expect me all that fake hustle? Mickey Rivers once at the All-Star break once said, all this hustle is killing me. I'm all stove up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hustle in the second half. And they were like, okay, Mick, whatever.
Well, nobody understood what you're saying anyway. All right, so I'm afraid, listen, Alex Cora not on this bench, Richie, is a big difference. And nothing against, no, and listen, AJ's a great manager and whatnot, but, and I know this is Alex Cora's first time through, but Alex Cora is a difference maker, isn't he?
You know, a lot of the in-game decisions are dictated ahead of time. To me, the bench coach is like Phil Garner used to tell a guy, like would tell his bench coach, if this guy hits a home run, make sure we get Lidge up because I'll be too excited to remember. That's the way I've looked at the role of the bench coach. I don't think the Astros have lost anything. I mean, I don't see any moves that aren't that they wouldn't have made last year or the year before. I think all of that's just about the same.
Really? Because Joe Smith is not the move that anybody thought.
Yeah, they didn't have him on in the first round, and this was just a matchup that was that would have nothing to do. That's the matchup they wanted, and they decided that. They decided that before the series even started.
Right. Well, the thought was, too, though, I mean, Alex Cora was close with the players, and he helped Carlos. And one of the things about Carlos Correa struggling this year is that maybe Alex Cora is not there. He found things that other guys didn't see.
Well, what he needs to do now, if he's a surgeon that can fix Carlos's back. That's where the missing there. I mean, Carlos is injured. This is the worry. I mean, Altuve is obviously playing hurt. He's playing in big pain, and Correa is hurt. And when he swings and misses, it hurts. I mean, it really hurts when he swings and misses. So that causes him to make adjustments in his swing. And what he'll tell you is, from the quad to the back, I got into some bad habits. And it's hard to break, and you know his confidence is probably not great right now. And I don't know that they can win it without him.
No, right. And, hey, but if you get that production out of the 7-hole, if he's going to be in the 7-hole and he starts hitting, it'll be that. You got the kind of lineup. Now, that Red Sox lineup up and down, holy crap. If Jackie Bradley is doing this out of the 9-hole, oh, my God. How are you going to stop this offense? I mean, no question. But you got to. How are you going to slow down a Jack?
Jamie hasn't pitched in 17 days, so it's a big challenge.
Charlie bleeping Morton tonight.
But, so you win tonight, I would think you got a great chance to win the series because you got Verlander and Cole the next two games. But if you lose tonight, you can – what was it Nick Van Exel said? Cancun?
Yep. One, two, three, Cancun. All right, Richie, we appreciate it. We got to go. We appreciate it. Richard Justice right here on ESPN 97.5 MLB.com. Hey, thanks, Richie.
He already hung up. He's done.
He just said, bleep it. I'm out. All right, we're behind. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in and talk about anything.
I'm cheering for the Patriots now. Everything I'm reading about the Astros in the last 2 days, I'm like, they're self-righteous. The Red Sox are cheating! And I see them, and they're all blatantly grabbing their wrist, and getting better grip on the ball. And then, like, Astros were found on multiple occasions to have people in dugouts and taking video cameras. And there's, like, there's an incident with the Oakland A's in August. And there's an incident with the Indians who turned them in. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to. What's that gif where, yeah. that meme? No, it's the gif Homer where Simpson? Homer Simpson
goes, you, he goes out into the bushes.
That's exactly how I feel like. Ooh.
Are you not okay with it? Okay, if you've got the Patriots run. Well, I don't give a rat's ass.
No, but I complain about the Patriots. I'm consistent. Like I'm the not. Boston newspaper who was defending the Patriots. So what? You taped that. You can tape that all you want to. You still have to decipher it. No one cares if you're taping signs. And now they're like, the Astros are stealing signs. The Astros are stealing the signs. Like, what you, right. can well, y'all be consistent?
It? Which is it?
Which one?
You know what? I'm consistent. I don't give a rat's ass if the Patriots do it. I don't care if the Astros do it. You know what? Oh, well.
You didn't seem very happy about the time Pintar thing.
The Red Sox doing it.
I didn't care about Deflategate. I didn't. I thought it was stupid.
What about Pintar Gate?
I don't care about Pintar Gate. We knew the Astros were doing it.
Huh.
No, I thought Trevor Bauer was wrong.
But if you're going to do it like this, right in front of the umpire's face, and then he's got Pintar all over and he's tripping off Joe West, okay?
We got to, because this is, here's the disconnect. The general, and I found this easily, but with me, you, and a lot of people on Twitter, there's probably 5 to 10% of the people who kind of realize that's condoned by Major League Baseball. Once I found that out, I'm like, okay. When I saw AJ Hinch's answer, I realized the Astros do it. He doesn't want any part of anyone
it.
Digging around on the
Nothing.
Astros.
I don't want any part of that.
And baseball doesn't care about it. So if baseball doesn't care about it, I guess I can't care about it.
All right. What you care about though is
I do care about the testosterone. I do. Not. Baseball players. Well, baseball players will have that, as a matter of fact.
Might as well just go to 55 or whatever.
You want to do that?
Well, since we're combining breaks anyway. Okay. You might as well go another couple minutes.
Oh, we can just keep talking because we're just going to combine breaks anyway, John. So don't go anywhere.
What's the point?
Let's get back on this now. I found out so much about the Astros over the last 2 days. I'm like,
and you would think that the Astros, after the Cardinals aggressive. Deal where the dude got 4 years in prison,
yeah,
you would think that the Astros would tread lightly.
I'm okay. Look, stealing signs by natural means is no big deal to me. That's gamesmanship, and then you get hit if you're you know, if you're doing it from second base, then there's repercussions because baseball polices itself. That's one of those unwritten rules that I'm fine with. That one makes some sense. However, if you're using technology, I'm not okay with it. I can't be okay with it. I wasn't okay with the Patriots doing it. Like, if you do, you know, Johnny Harris, who's the sideline reporter for the Texans, he and I grew up together. His dad, Coach Harris, was our baseball coach, varsity coach. And Coach Harris was great at picking up a catcher's signs. If a catcher had he was a third base coach. If a catcher had his left leg open too much, then he could see into what the catcher was calling. And high school catchers aren't sophisticated enough to mix it up. And so Coach Harris would tell us every once in a while he'd be able to pick him up. Rip it was a fastball. Slap it was the off pitch, whatever the second pitch was. Usually he had second pitches back in the day. And so our hitters would be up there. Come on, let's rip it, babe. Rip it. I mean, fastball's coming. Let's go slap it. Slap it around. And we were getting pitches every single pitch. He picked up single pitch.
That's cheating.
No, that's gamesmanship.
No, that's cheating. You know what I want to see?
We didn't have Apple Watches.
And No. That's what I want to see. Apple Watch, Altuve's at the plate, okay? And you know what's coming at second base. You just hit a buzzer, and it zaps him. And
you know
one zap
Vegas?
Is a fastball.
You know what happens in Vegas if you wear something at the table?
You know what happens in baseball?
You get the piss
kicked
out
of you. You know what happens in baseball? You go to the Hall of Fame. That's right.
That's true. You know what Vegas doesn't like? They don't like you getting advantages, and they will kick you out of their thing. You know what baseball is all about? Baseball's all about counting cards. Yeah. Baseball. The whole foundation of baseball is built on card counting, on relaying, you know, signals like he's about to have a 17 hit. This card is a 4. Hit.
Tick, 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 tick. And so it's about, I don't care about
it's about
what does that have to do?
At the table and
there's no
and
gambling in baseball. Lance, there's no gambling in baseball. I don't know why you're bringing up this analogy.
Is that the dumbest thing? We're not going to ever allow a man like Shoeless Joe Jackson into our Hall of Fame. The league will never stand for these type of
Gaylord Perry, game. Come on in.
Yeah. The game has to be played with honesty. And Kennesaw Mountain Landis will make sure that Pintar Good
sunscreen with rosin turns into a glue, which helps so you don't hit the batters. It's good. And sign stealing and Apple Watches and the whatnot and the like. But the shoeless Joe from 1902 will never get into my Hall of Fame. He cheated. He bet on the game. Well, he fixed the game. Let's be real about this.
That whole baseball, hey, we're fine Holier with pine tar crap. Because we don't want to hit batters. I mean, it's like if a DB grabbed a wide receiver when he's running by him. Hey, man, I don't want you to pull a hamstring. Yeah. I need to slow you down a little bit.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Actually, dude, you stand in there, dig in with a guy with a dude throwing 100 miles an hour and say, I'm not sure where it's going.
Are they the best at what they do pitching?
But wait a minute, 100 miles an hour, I mean, look, most guys don't get hit. That feels like there's not enough hit by pitches. That feels like a cop out, to know where it's going, though. That's fine, but
listen,
most pitchers
if that ball
do.
Is slick and you're trying to throw a curveball, even if it is 80, 85.
Ooh, you'll get hit by a screwed up curveball. Well, ooh, 84 miles an hour.
Well, how about a slider that's coming at 90? Yeah, but you know what? 90 hurts.
That happens in baseball. 90 hurts, too. That happens in baseball where legislators. Yeah, people get hit sometimes.
No, it doesn't because they've been doing pine tar all this time. And you know what? You've just been.
I guess they just didn't have. They weren't pine tarred it up when they hit Alex Bregman, I guess. I guess Osuna didn't tar it up enough yesterday when he hit two guys in the inning. Boy, if he had pine tar,
well,
no
if
one
he
would
hadn't
have
had
hit.
Pine tar, guess what? Dude might not have a head right now.
You
okay?
think pine tar is the difference between getting hit in the ribs and hitting the head?
Yeah. He can't control it.
I gotta be, it just feels like a cop out from baseball. Like, no. Nothing to see here. Yeah. Nothing to see here.
All right. Can we now combine?
Now I want to tell you about Men's Tea Clinic.
That's exactly
so, Men's Tea Clinic. There, I always talk about the location I go to, which is 1801 Durham at I-10. And I love that location. I see Michael every week. He's the provider. What they do is they have a provider at all their locations. So when you see somebody, you go in, they'll check your weight because that's one of the things they want to do is make sure that you're not gaining excess weight because side effect. I mean, they keep an eye on you, and I've never had that issue. They take your weight, they check your blood pressure, ask you if you're having any issues with this, that, or the other. No. It's always no for me for over 2 years now. It's never been an issue. And then the provider comes in, we'll see, we'll talk to you a little bit. If you don't feel like you're not seeing the advantages, what they can do is increase your dosage. But the provider is very important because it's that added bit of safety and health, and it's also that added bit of performance where you get to the level you need to be. And they will have lab work for you done so that they find out whether or not you're getting the maximum benefits of your testosterone treatments. If you don't have your testosterone in a certain level where it's supposed to be, if it's just dropped, which happens naturally, you're not going to have the energy, the drive. It can have an impact on your libido. It can have an impact on your body type where the lean muscle mass turns into fat. Get back to being the real you is what I say. Four locations in Houston. You've got Cypress. You've got the location I go to in the Heights, which is at 1801 Durham. You've got Pearland. You got Pasadena. All kinds of locations around the Houston area. No excuse for you not to be at your best. Go to mensteaclinic.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.